Hello, my name is Lillian. I'm 12 years old. Today is June 3rd. I'm speaking with Jocelyn, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Okay, Jocelyn, so I know you do, like, a lot of, like, dance and, like, gymnastics stuff. When did you start doing gymnastics and dance?
I started gymnastics when I was 2, but I started getting into dance, so I started in, like, about 2nd grade.
Was it easy to start at the age of 2?
Well, it was like when you're little, you just kind of bounce on the trampolines and stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, would you say that through the years you started to notice changes in how you were?
Yeah, I guess I did notice some changes. Started improving and like getting more interested in gymnastics, so I started like working harder and practicing more.
So who do you think helped you, like, not helped you, but like went through all of your meets or did kind of was
definitely there? My mom. She like was always like taking me places like to go to gymnastics and dance.
Okay, so I know that you do dance too. When do you think you started dance?
In like 2nd grade or 1st.
Yeah. Can you describe one of the happiest like times when you were in dance?
Yeah, like to be honest, I don't have like one happiest memory. Mine is probably just like being able to dance with my friends and like, I don't know, enjoying time with them, because especially like if I feel like if I did it alone, then if I messed up, it'd be like more embarrassing. Whereas if I'm with, when I'm with my friends, we can like bond over messing up, I guess.
Yeah. So what do you think you enjoy most, gymnastics or dance?
I don't know. Well, like I quit gymnastics like last year because I wanted to like take on dance a little more. So this year I took 4 classes. Well, it's kind of 5, but so I guess right now, then it'd be dance because I'm not really doing gymnastics anymore.
Mm-hmm. If you were to write to explain the way you like dance or like gymnastics and stuff in one sentence, how do you think you would describe it?
So this isn't like a sentence, but I guess you would say like, I would say like an escape, because when you're doing like dance, especially if you're having like a bad day, it just like takes it all away.
Dance it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could say one thing to your dance coaches. What would you say to them?
Probably like thank you, because I know that they'll be there for me, and like if something were to happen, they wouldn't be like rude or anything like that. And a lot of them are very young.
Mm-hmm.
So they like kind of understand, and you know, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. How do you think in dance your connection with your friends has grown through dance? Has it grown at all?
Yes, I would say like trust, I guess, because when you're dancing and like doing like all these tricks, you can't not trust someone, because a lot of the stuff is very difficult. So you want to be able to trust people, and a lot of times I'm just like my really close friends that are at my school. So, yeah, I guess that brings us closer together.
Do you plan on when you get older and are in like high school or anything to be like a coach or something? Or
in high school, I probably like do dance team, but I don't like. I want dance to be in my future, but I don't know if I'd take it on as a job, because that's really difficult, and I'm just more interested in, like, science and stuff, so.
Yeah. So you said that you want to go into, like, science. What type of science?
I think, like, as my job when I'm older, I would want to do, study neuroscience.
Cool.
And, no.
Okay, well, we're coming to an end now.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so this is all fun.
Hmm? Oh.
Well,
yeah.